This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time for the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. Cowboys have had internal discussions about trading their best player. Yeah, it's unbelievable, right? And how many things do you have to do in order to put the Cowboys on the Eagles level? Let's talk about those segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's been in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Yeah, you know, I just think when you're looking at internal discussions, there's so many ways that can go. And, you know, one is for them to be serious. The other, it could be an offhand comment, you know. And I just think it's times like this where you understand, you know, the insider game is one that, you know, it's fun to play. But you got to, you know, I think throw out stuff that's a little bit more realistic than this. I mean, I just... No disrespect to Ian Rappaport, but when I saw that yesterday, I was like, man, there's no way they're moving him. This is just like kind of cheater journalism to put something juicy about the Cowboys in your Super Bowl Sunday report. That's the way about the way I took it. What do you guys think? Is there anything to this to you guys?
Not really. It was just the acknowledgement that words have been uttered. Should we give this guy market setting money or should we trade him, which is pretty much should be common sense. It's almost the type of report that goes without saying. There was no direct quotes of like of how serious this is. It's just there have been internal discussions about whether or not you should pay this guy, make him the highest paid defensive player in the sport.
Yeah.
Like, of course there have been those discussions. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. There were probably those discussions plenty leading up to the Dak contract. Should we not? Should we not? Yes, that's obvious.
I mean, it's just maybe as more of a formality or as a matter of process as you're sifting through it. But, I mean, this team specifically just doesn't trade stars.
Right.
You know, so it's more of a hypothetical like, hey, man, what do you think we could get for Micah? You know, are we sure this is our guy? You know, but just checking in with people to, you know, to make sure you're seeing the same thing that I am.
It's something we've heard about for a long time. I just know the Cowboys front office pushed against it when they spoke to the media. So I guess that's why some might be like, ooh, if Ian Rappaport's reporting this, then this means that there's legs to it. But I would be absolutely stunned if the Cowboys ever actually traded Micah Parsons. But yes, there's no question you have to have those talks, right? I mean, if you're doing yourself a disservice. You've got to talk about what is in the best interest of our football team long term.
Yeah.
Is it going, where are we? Like, are we going to be competing for the next 4 or 5 years? They think they are, or else you wouldn't have gone ahead and signed Dak and CD. So you assume that Micah Parsons fits that timeline.
I mean, you could definitely throw enough draft picks at me, Brian, to make me do it. I think it's sure. It's probably like 3 ones and yeah, a two or something crazy. But yeah. I would hate to give up on that player because of how much he changes things.
I think these are things that when we talk about trading these star players, there's so many things, and I'm just saying this, that we don't know. Like, I look at Luka's situation. You talk to people around the league, and everybody's wondering why. There are things that are probably going to come out later about that situation that is going to, like, everybody's going to go, okay, I see why. I see why. And maybe it's the same thing with these, with Micah. There's stuff that we see the on the field stuff, but we don't know all the other things that happen in meetings and just every day that they deal with their team. And I think that's where, you know, we're kind of like, man, there's no way in hell I would trade this guy. No way. But the more that you kind of dig in, and it's not a slam job on like Luka that I'm hearing. It's just like, you know, hey, we had to deal with this. We had to deal with this, you know, and maybe Mike is the same way.
Yeah,
they're not interested in, no matter how good he is, spending $35 million a year and having to do the things they potentially are going to have to do with him or for him. And I think that's something that we lose sight of as fans. Mm. We just want him, hey, you know, sign him, put him on the field, and let's go.
So Micah isn't a checks every box superstar?
I believe there are things that the organization there are absolutely concerned about with him. Mm. Much like probably the Dallas Mavericks were absolutely concerned about with Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
And I think that when you start to spend or talk about spending, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, that gives you that pause. And I think that's why Ian Rappaport felt it's important. But these are things that we've heard from the last year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Mike, we talked about these times when Micah didn't even come to the OTAs.
Yeah.
Brand new coach, you know, it wasn't important enough.
And, not the hardest worker, doesn't play run defense, talks a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, anything out?
Yeah, there's things, like you say, that we don't know about, and we do our best to try and find out everything, and it makes you wonder, hey, well, why did they trade Luka? Well, let me just give, how much time you got? You know, how much time you got here?
I mean, I know it's only half the game in football compared to basketball, but I think Micah makes a Luka level impact to the defense.
Absolutely. Just star players, great players, but you have to be careful of, you know, when you say, well, God, they'll never trade him. But we don't know. We don't know everything that these players put.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
These front offices through. I think that's something we need to pay attention to.
Give me multiple firsts for Micah and start rebuilding this damn team, says the 682. You know, if they wanted to go in that direction, like a full-on rebuild, then I would be with it. But until there's any indication they're willing to team build like that, then I would just be totally shocked if it would actually happen.
Yeah, and that's the quickest way to really look like a schmo paying Dak the contract. Like if you were...
you're absolutely right. This, to me, this should have been new coach, new quarterback.
Yeah, next 4 years have to be.
And ruin that opportunity. If they didn't pay CD and they didn't pay Dak, then you could, we're looking at a rebuild. You need those picks. Now you really can do something with it.
Since they're not going to rebuild, we go to Calvin Watkins in the morning news. Three things the Cowboys must do to become Super Bowl contenders. If we had him on the phone right now, and hopefully it won't be too long before we do get a chance to talk with Calvin about Cowboys football, I'd ask him really if he thinks this is enough. Because after reading this, I thought, this team ain't competing. Number one, find a playmaker. You know, you have receivers on the trade market. You could draft a runner. You know, find a playmaker. Number two, re-sign Osa. And number three, stay healthy. You know, you get overshown and Diggs back, I guess. But I was counting, like, how many good players did this team actually have with overshown and Diggs back? That would put you at 9. I counted the Eagles, 16 really damn good players. So if you add one playmaker, maybe you're at 10. And you bring back Osa, if you count him as a really good player, you're at 11. But I think the Eagles have done such a good job at managing the cap to give themselves an advantage here that you really got to jump into that cap game if you want to compete. You can't continue to draft and develop and think you're going to get anywhere close.
Yeah, what'd you just had the stat, Walchuk, 8 of the 22 starters for the Eagles last night were acquired either via free agency or trade. They don't all have to be huge money splashes. Zach Bond, the linebacker, who was a defensive player of the year candidate.
No, that was just a good get.
Yeah, that was just a good get. It doesn't always have to be.
No, it's a good get.
Something insane. Like Kendricks was a nice little get for you this year.
Yeah.
Not to the level of Zach Bond, but like solid player, super on the cheap. Yeah. But you
trade
also
for AJ Brown, right? You trade for Darius Slay.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, James Bradbury is high on their salary cap list of guys they've paid. He had no impact on this. Neither did really Bryce Huff, who was a big free agent acquisition for them. But they're paying 3 of their 5 linemen, top 11 in the sport right now. And, oh, by the way, Jason Kelce had a $16.4 million dead cap hit for him. So that's why, like, his Cowboy fans, it gets so frustrating when you hear the salary cap excuse. You've got a team in your own division that is absolutely making you look inept when it comes to how you handle contracts, structure them, go ahead and maneuver things to be able to put as competitive a roster on the football field. And from a Cowboys perspective, it is probably keep Osa Digizua, but add a Milton Williams. You know, you kind of need to find a way to get multiple of these guys. Go get Nick Bolton, the linebacker from Kansas City, if they're not bringing him back. Like, go ahead and let's really address this thing. You're not as talented as you think you are.
You're on it. You need Osa and another defensive tackle and a linebacker and a safety. You can't get one playmaker. You need two. You need a wide receiver and a running back. You probably need another really good offensive lineman. I think they need to look at adding a half dozen really good players if they realistically want to compete with Philadelphia and Washington next year in division.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I love the idea of Osa and Milton Williams. That would be legendary. But if you're having to pick between one or the other, I don't know how you can watch that game just last night, let alone the NFC Championship game, and want to give the $20 million a year to Osa instead of that guy Milton Williams, who's also a local legend, by the way.
Sure is.
And we mentioned Nick Bolton. we do have to acknowledge just the stupidity of his unnecessary roughness call from last night when it was like third and a million for the Eagles, and now it's an easy first down. Not, again, that it would have mattered at all because the Chiefs were disgusting last night. But it was like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah, I think they were getting frustrated. Earlier in the game, he held up on one. Three smart trades the Cowboys could make without giving their top draft capital. This is LP Cruz blogging the boys. Mm. How about pick 174? That's probably the six for Jadeveon Clowney. I don't know if he's got anything left in the tank. Pick 150 for running back Travis Etienne. Trade the 211th pick for Kenyon Green, the guard. So, you know, I think these are the kind of things we need to be talking about. We need a good indication. The Cowboys have hinted around it. Maybe they'll manage the cap different. Maybe they'll manage the salary cap different and free agency as well. And I don't know how you can have watched yesterday's game and be like, dude, we just got to stay the course and try to get in the playoffs.
No.
You know?
No.
Because we've seen the Rams say F them picks. We saw Tampa Bay build a super team to win it around Tom Brady.
Yep.
You know, the 49ers have their own thing going on, but the Eagles are just money whipping the hell out of the league. They just won their second Super Bowl in 7 years and got to their second one in 3 years. Jerry, hello, McFly, is anybody home? I mean, conservative cap management is what is getting you wrecked, okay? It's an arms race. And if you can't figure out that you need to borrow from the future to pay the now, and spending it in the now is more efficient because the cap is going up, it's going to be less of a percentage in the future. So it's a significant edge. I want to know how much the Eagles plan on continuing this, or are they going to do a cleanse the palate cycle? You know, can you just keep doing this as long as the cap is going up? We're about to find out because they're over-leveraged to the gills. Obviously, it's paid off in a big way, but they are over-leveraged in their future. I mean, if it was the Cowboys' future, they'd say, we can't sign another player for the next 5 years.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, for sure.
Howie's like, he's still in there wheeling and dealing. Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I'm going to walk you through the problems of that quarterback in Kansas City. We'll do that next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.